You are now listening to Off the Rails.
Hello, and welcome to OTR Radio. This is your host, Carl Rubin. Is that a real person? Is Carl Rubin a real person?
Yes. I'll find it out for you.
There's a real person named Carl Rubin.
Is he famous, though?
I don't know.
I will find out. Is Carl Rubin a real person?
A weird person?
I wasn't going to say that. I mean, he might be Carl Rubin, if I can spell it correct.
Carl Rubin.
Carl Rubin.
I keep hearing that voice.
Oh, no.
Who is Carl Rubin?
It looks like there's a carlrubin.com. So we got to wait for it.
Rubin's by Carl.
What is a Reuben?
This is... I'm trying to figure out...
What's a Reuben? It's a sandwich.
I think he has a company.
Oh.
He's from the 80s and 90s. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, he's like an activist of some kind, I guess.
Oh, maybe I didn't know him.
What is he activist?
I just chose a name from my brain.
And he also thanks Chipotle on his website, so there we go.
That's always good.
Congratulations, Carl Rubin, for your unintentional, I guess...
Shout out by Ryan.
Yeah,
sorry. Let's talk about my hand. As you can see, Cooper, what is on my finger right now?
I can't tell. There's a mic arm in the way.
What's on my finger right now?
Oh. A ring?
No. Oh, I have a Band-Aid.
Oh.
You can't really see it. It's flesh color, but it's covered in blood.
I thought you were talking about the other
fingers. It was the one I was holding up, my middle finger.
Oh, I can't see that.
Oh,
there's a mic
this
arm
one,
in
this,
the way.
This finger.
Oh, yeah, there's a Band-Aid on there. It looks like you need to cut off the thread.
Oh, yeah, there's a bit of thread on there. I slipped my finger open at work yesterday.
How'd you do that?
Some Neanderthal.
His
name is Carl Rubin. He proceeded to drop a this like frame, and it had a glass cover on it. And this was some customer, so I actually don't have any like anger at them. But decided to drop it on the floor, and didn't tell anyone about it. That's where I'm mad. And then just kind of walked away.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and so there was a huge shattered pile of glass on the floor, and I was like, oh, okay. And no one was nearby it, so that was fine. But there are huge chunks of glass, like huge shards.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I can't get those with the broom.
You can get them with the vacuum.
I could get them with my hand, though.
No, here's what you got to do. You got to break it into even more tinier pieces.
I didn't think about that. So what I did is I just picked up shards of glass with my bare hands. And I was doing fine. I was doing great, actually. I'm very good at picking up shards of glass without cutting myself.
And then you realized it was inside of your finger.
No. Even better than that. A lady comes up to me and says, hi, sorry, it's Senior Wednesday, right? And you guys get a visual. I'm like, yeah, it's Senior Wednesday. And I proceeded to turn to look at her, and I moved my hand up, and I just slit the entire side of my finger. And my fingers are very numb. I don't know if I have nerve damage or something, but I did not feel the dragging of glass go up my hand.
You're gonna scar this customer. Just be like, it's Senior Wednesday, ma'am. It's Senior Wednesday.
And yeah, ma'am. It's Senior Wednesday.
It's Senior Wednesday. I'm like cutting my hand up, and I didn't realize.
Performing a sacrifice, are we?
Yeah. And she didn't tell me that I cut my hand.
How did she not know?
I don't know. She's
probably frightened.
She was old. I will say maybe her eyesight isn't the best.
Oh, she's like, oh, you have a very interesting blood color.
We're eating
hand.
Hot Cheetos. But I have to sneeze. 1 second. Talk.
All right. So let me get this straight. This absolute dummy over here cut his finger talking to customers.
Okay.
Nerd.
I didn't have to sneeze. I was wrong.
Imagine talking to customers.
Oh, but okay.
I knew that.
Anyway, I didn't have to sneeze. I lied. But I didn't intentionally lie. But
sneeze.
I can't sneeze.
Do it.
Sneeze.
I'll sneeze in a little
bit.
Sneeze.
Sneeze.
I can't sneeze on command.
Sneeze.
Anyway, I didn't realize.
Woman sneeze.
I didn't realize that my entire finger got slit open. So I proceeded to, like, keep picking up the glass.
And then you realize, hey, wait, why is the glass red?
My whole hand was just gushing blood. I was like, oh. And
did you walk calmly up to your manager and be like, hey, I got this thing on my hand?
No, I didn't say anything. I kept, because I didn't want to leave glass there. So I was holding huge chunks of glass and I threw them in the trash. And then I kept cleaning all the glass
up. What the heck, man?
While bleeding. Because I was like, oh, it's going to stop bleeding at any second.
No, that's not how blood works.
It didn't.
It doesn't stop like that.
My work shirt has a puddle of blood on the side of it. Because there was so much glass and I didn't want to leave it out in like the middle of the store.
He's going to be great when he's a greeter tomorrow and just being like, hi, welcome to, what is it, Goodwill?
Welcome to Goodwill.
Ignore the blood
falls off, all the blood comes gushing out.
I have multiple work shirts, so that's fine, but it was really funny. And so at that point I was like, okay, I got to clean this up. The glass. And then I was like,
yeah, the glass. I had to get
the glass. And then I went to the break room and my coworker was like, are you on your 10? And then I just like showed him my hands. He said, never mind.
Do you have like a first aid kit?
Yeah, we made a first aid kit. And it's not in the break room.
I have no idea where ours is.
That seems like a problem.
I'm sure it's in the manager's office somewhere. I feel like that coffee.
Feels like something that you should find out just so when an emergency does inevitably happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fine. That's not my responsibility.
They usually go over where
your
first aid is in training.
Did you not pay attention to the training, Cooper?
No. I got trained by someone that wasn't my manager. I got trained by another worker.
I miss when I used to train co-workers. That was the best.
They trusted you, the man.
That was new. Like when I started, it was like summertime and people would come in for donations just to work, and they'd be like, Ryan, show them the works, and I'd be like, okay, and then I'd be like, and I'd have so much fun because I'd be like, oh, you do this, but not really. The entire time. And it's like, it was so much fun, and I met a lot of cool people doing that.
You're giving me flashbacks back to when I got so I have to carry around like a work knife, like a box cutter, because I deal with supplies for like a really long time. You remember, oh, dude, you're giving me memories of when I cut, actually, you can still see the scar. I cut open my thumb in like two places.
I remember one time I accidentally like stabbed my thumb, like, like put a knife in it, not intentionally. And it was, I think it was this hand. Yeah, there's like a little like white circle in my thumb permanently there now because I, and it's like right at the joint. That was cool.
See, I have like five.
Let's talk about all of our scars on our bodies. Which
oh boy.
I think I just have the one from when I like crashed my bike like 7 years ago just because
I have one of those.
Went into a puddle unrealizing and then it just like flipped me off and right onto the cold hard street.
That's sad.
See, I've never had that happen. I have, however, had my handlebars fall off.
No, I haven't had that happen.
Like, not just like not just fall off and like collapse, like the whole bike disassembling itself.
I should have like way more because I had a little like mini bike, like, you know, little mini bike motorcycle.
Yeah.
And I was like 9 years old.
Mad Max.
Yeah, and the first day we had it, I hit my fence.
Ooh.
On my property.
Hey, you could have done better. And, you could hit your brother instead.
Yeah, I almost hit the patio on the first time because what happened was we had it turned up to the like normal settings, not turned down because, you know, we were smaller at the time.
So yeah, you had it on normal power.
Yes. Which was a bad idea, as we quickly learned, because I almost crashed into everything, which was fun.
That reminds me of you guys have seen that viral video where I got like this young dude, right? And he's driving one of those like toy Jeeps that have like the engines in them, right?
Yeah.
And he just runs over his.
Oh
his
yeah.
Car. Yes.
Yeah, it's straight up. Yeah. I think it's the other way around. I think the sister was driving and ran over the
power. The little Power Wheel cars. Those things are always interesting. Those were awesome. You know, they have adults who race those, like, downhill.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I love that. Awesome. I've like, seen it
it's
live.
It's Barbie on... Jeep racing
yeah, I've,
or something.
I've seen them.
That seems like something that would
it's
be
a
fun
great
to watch.
Idea. I like how much they flip.
Yeah.
Ugh. You know what that reminds me of? Do your neighborhoods have, like, yard sale days?
No.
Of course.
My neighbors don't really have yard sales. I don't know them that well.
Don't you live in a field?
No, I live in a property.
When I think of Monrovia, I just think of the house from Courage the Cowardly Dog. I don't know what Monrovia is like at all.
That's it's my pretty
brain.
Much like
my
that.
Brain is resorts. No offense. I don't know anything about Monrovia.
How dare you insult my town? My hometown like that. No.
I don't know what Monrovia is.
I mean, down the highway right now.
What if I told you you weren't too far away with that? Just add like 3 or 4 more houses and you got it.
Yeah, whenever people talk about like their town and I don't know anything about it, I just assume it's the Courage the Cowardly Dog house. Like just the windmill in the middle of the empty field.
I mean, that's how the majority of
Indiana,
colonial Indiana is.
Colonial
was.
Southern Indiana.
Yeah. Southern Indiana. But instead of a house, it's like a shed. Because there's never a house, but there's always just a random shed. Who owns that shed? Why is it not near your house?
Why wouldn't you?
What's the point of a shed if it's not close to your house?
It's a farm shed.
And they weren't at a farm. It was not even a field. It was a forest.
No, here's the thing.
There's a very logical explanation, but I don't know if I can say that on radio.
I know exactly what you're about to say. Anyway, but it was a nice looking shed.
It's a storage shed.
I use it for storage and for dinner.
I store many sheds in that shed.
You know what? Hey, it's 8 o'clock.
We're live on WPDG-FM, HD1 Indianapolis.
When did it hit 8 o'clock?
Right
just
now.
Now.
Oh. Anyway, back to my point with the yard right sale, there. Right? Mm. I never explained myself there. So you ever had an RC car that you like, Ryan?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
RC cars are good.
No, so, I love RC cars. I don't think I ever actually knew how to drive one.
Just push the button.
We got.
They
like,
go into the wall.
Just do it better.
We got some free like 2 Humvee like things, and we would drive them around. They were super fast, like so, like really fast that they would go out of range almost immediately. They were fun up until they stopped working. Same with, like, we had these, like, toy tanks where you would, like, aim a laser at the other one. And it would make, like, a sound if you hit it.
Pew, pew. Sound effects with Max.
You should do your own stuff. We should get, like, what's that called? Acapella. Acapella Foley for just Max. It's
and like, just sound effects.
You should do, like, every noise for the intro. You're like... That sounds like Star Wars.
That is exactly Star Wars. Yeah. Speaking of which,
Spielberg.
What do you guys, have any of you guys played the new one?
No,
not the new one. I want to get it.
It looks really
fun. I might
do
My brother's getting it next week. However, it would be horrible of me if I did not say that it is bugged currently. So.
You just said that was the Switch version, though.
That is the Switch version.
Well, that's because it's not a Nintendo game, and anytime it's not a Nintendo game, it doesn't translate well on the Switch.
Yep.
But I believe on the PS5, I think it's available on there. It's obviously going to be on the PS4 and the Xbox. I think it's going to be fine there.
Hear me out.
I just want I want to be able to play as the slug alien who was used in episode 9 as a background character for the 2 lesbian characters kissing. That's a real thing. Do we guys know about that?
Slug reaction?
No, Ryan, I don't intentionally pay attention to the background.
No, okay, so in episode 9, they were hyping up 2 lesbian characters all over the media.
What was episode 9 again?
The newest one.
The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, I never saw it, and it's not canon, so.
Oh, it's canon, and it's terrible.
Is it?
I saw it.
I thought they got rid of the newest 3.
No.
Why would they get rid of... You don't know how much money they're making from merchandise and everything because of the new three.
That's how they appease the fans that are like, oh, this doesn't make sense.
They don't appease any fans.
They're like, oh, wait, guys, don't worry. It's not a canon. Anyway, here's this other movie
that George Lucas has no power over anything anymore.
That's because he doesn't even own it.
He has power over merchandising.
He does? That's cool. Anyway.
He's, like, loaded.
Yeah, but I think he just gets a share. Disney has everything. But
you're welcome, Disney.
He gets like an oil tanker to his house
every
day.
Overlord Mickey,
right,
is the one who gets all the money.
Yeah, I have a story about that slug.
Why do you have a slug story?
So I saw all the news about the lesbian characters. Like, wow, that's actually really interesting because they didn't say who it was or what it was going to be. Actually, I think they only said gay characters, and I thought they were going to show that Poe and Finn were gay, because I actually believed that. Those are the two of the main characters, because they have, like, a bromance going on. Anyway, I did not... I knew going into Rise of Skywalker fully... I can't talk. I'm thinking about, like, seven things at once. I went to Rise of Skywalker fully knowing that it was going to be bad, because everyone was like, this is the worst Star Wars movie out there. And I was like, awesome. And I went on a date to see it, and outside of making terrible jokes the entire time, when the lesbian... kiss scene at the end happens, there is a massive slug alien standing behind them doing nothing.
Did he have a role?
No, he's not used at all.
It's just a background character.
But he's so funny looking.
I guarantee you, I will find the name of that. I found my role on the show.
Just pull up the picture.
Research.
And when I was on the date, I couldn't stop like cry laughing. I couldn't. Slug? It was so funny, and now it's like a meme, and it made me so happy.
So what
it's
is
just
it,
this big alien slug, and people love
like
it.
Is like the equivalent to in the like fourth movie, how there's a stormtrooper that absolutely smacked his helmet on top of the door, and they just like, kept rolling?
That's like an error. This was designed by someone for hours.
The slug.
Someone had to sit there and make the banana slug PSA real. That's scary. Speaking of which, rest in peace to the banana slug PSA.
It'll be back,
hopefully. Anyway, someone better make a new one.
You know, that reminds me of something. On the new Halo Infinite, you have just random people around the map that you can just hit with a hammer. So, but like, if you like complete the level and you're still there, they walk out and they're like, "Hello, are you still there?"
Or like minions or not minions, like grunts.
And then you can just smack them with a hammer, and they go, "Oh no!"
I love games like that.
The new Halo is awesome,
Max. Have you found
the live slug reaction?
I can't. I am afraid.
Look up slug alien Star Wars.
There's going to be a lot of that.
Look up slug alien episode 9 Star Wars.
Look up live slug reaction.
That actually you will find it that way too.
I love that. Is that where that's from?
Yeah, that's the same
I
alien.
I never understood.
Yeah.
Just look up live slug reaction.
See if you can find its name.
No, just like look at live slug reaction. Go to Google Images. It will be the first thing you see.
It better be.
It's everywhere.
It's like a new meme. But
yep.
Is it this one? Ryan, is it this one?
I love the image so much. So for everyone who pull out your phone if you're listening and look up live slug reaction and or Star Wars episode 9 slug alien.
And that won't pull up.
Its name.
What is its name?
Its name is Claude. Claud.
Yeah.
Look up Claude Star Wars. It is the funniest thing in the world.
Why is he there?
He's like 90% of the shot.
Is he just staring at them?
He's like looking off in the distance.
Oh, he's not even looking at the main character.
He has an entire backstory.
What? Why do they have a background story for a background character?
He's in like all of these. He's.
I've never seen him outside of episode 9.
It's a slug.
Oh, wow. This is long. This Wikipedia thing is way too long.
They have that much lore for a slug?
Yes.
Are you kidding
During
me?
During the war between the First Order and the Resistance, he worked as a mechanic and was eventually brought into Resistance thanks to a case of a mistaken identity. And it keeps going on and on.
How is he a repair? He doesn't have arms.
I don't know.
Okay, even if he has
arms. See if you can find the screenshot with like the two girls kissing and the massive slug in the background.
Oh, is he big?
He's huge.
I thought he was small.
He's like a bigger than everyone.
Like okay, no, he's on like a human. Scale on a scale of Jar Jar. Like standing
he's like,
up.
He's like Jar Jar height.
He's Jar Jar.
Jar Jar
height,
like Jabba width.
You remember when they thought they were gonna reveal that Jar Jar was a Sith Lord?
I would have liked that on it, but also I kinda like that Jar Jar was just evil or not Jar Jar. I'm thinking of who am I thinking of? Jabba. Anyway, I honestly would like the Jar Jar theory. Well, we're going to talk about Star Wars. I love the theory that Jar Jar is the Sith Lord and he uses diversion of stupidity to get away with stuff. That's genius. Did that happen? No.
Well, you know what would also be genius? You know,
removing Jar Jar from the first movies. I gotta say something.
I think Anakin. I think Anakin was onto something when he went to the like Jedi training place and did that unforgivable thing.
Or killing children.
Yeah, I found out something interesting. Almost every apprentice, right, is evil. Like, turns out to be evil. Like, that should be a red flag, right? Like, three in a row.
I looked up Claude Star Wars kissing scene.
What? You, dude, your search history. My the search person history, looking at it is just going to be...
sucks. It's like the worst. There's a tweet about it.
You've turned into a dolphin now.
He's in the new Skywalker Lego Star Wars game.
Yo, he's in the Skywalker game?
That's what I was talking about.
Hey, yo!
That's why I'm so excited. He looks like a Tim Burton. Or not Tim Burton. He looks
like Tim Burton normally.
He looks like who made The Labyrinth?
Tim Burton.
Jim Henson. Oh. He looks like a Jim Henson puppet from like one of his weird movies.
I would never know.
You're right.
That's why I think he's a puppet, not CG.
Isn't there like a movie called like the gift shop or whatever, and it has like this weird talking plant. Like
you're thinking of Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, that's it.
Because it has the singing one.
There's a tweet exactly what I was describing.
Rise of Skywalker does have arms.
Quote, Rise of Skywalker does have one perfect moment. It's that right after they show the first gay kiss in Star Wars for 2 seconds, they immediately cut to this frowning slug monster for twice as long.
Okay, listen. They are comedic geniuses.
That's so funny. I want Claude to be in every Star Wars movie.
Can I get a poster of
him?
Does
he talk?
No.
No, he goes... Meh. No, look at me. He goes...
Yeah, he just stares.
He just stared. He's so... Oh my god, there's figurines.
Let's go!
Yes!
We
need a Claude for the station.
Can we hide him?
Put a Claude
No. We can't put him right there. We have to hide him so people will notice him on like their last
30,
day.
We get like 30 and put him everywhere. Just a room full of Claudes.
We hide them.
Like Claude should be our...
mascot?
Our mascot. Can we put like...
Are we going to edit him into the train? Right. Just have him be the, like...
Just put him as
driver.
Conductor.
Yeah.
He's just leaning out the window.
I love Claude.
All right. I have a great idea for this, right? Mm. Do you know if there's any, like, Redbubble posters of him? We can just put him up on the wall right there.
I guarantee you there is.
Just tape a photo of Claude into the wall.
You thought we were going to keep our logo for WBDG in here?
Yeah, no.
We're in here. No, we just have to cover it with Claude.
We have a more important person.
For everyone confused, please look up Claude Star Wars. That's K-L-A-W.
U-D.
K-U-D, right. I'm not a real fan. I can't even spell his name. He's the best designed alien I've ever seen.
Either that or you can just look up Live Slug Reaction.
Or
if
look
you
up
can't,
Live
if
Slug
you don't want it. Because that is the origin image. I had no idea. I thought they were just taking, like, I didn't even know it was Star Wars.
Yeah.
I just saw people posting that. I was like, hey, funny.
Yeah, I love...
Now, that's so good, though. Why did they just cut to him? What's he doing there?
It's like when they all win. And so he should be...
Why is he there?
He should be celebrating because he's a rebel who won, and he's frowning.
Is he conscious?
I don't know.
I don't think he is.
Does he talk? I don't remember Claude in any of the movies except for Rise of Skywalker.
He wasn't in any others.
Okay. No, he totally
and
the movie
was. Made me lose my mind when I saw him.
No, he totally was. He was a stormtrooper this whole time.
That makes so much sense. Oh my god.
I like how, fun fact, I like how like the canon reason why stormtroopers just suck at aiming is because of their helmets.
That's great.
Like, it's so funny that the Empire, like this all-powerful, you know, ruling, like, tyrants...
Yeah.
...give their, soldiers the worst equipment possible.
Oh, yeah, because they're expendable. It's meaningful.
And
it's
yet,
in reference to society.
Yet before... Oh, wait. Oh,
it
yeah.
It is.
All right, well, we should probably put a spoiler warning in this episode.
It's
for that.
Star Wars. Somehow Palpatine has returned. Like, no, this we already know what happens.
Anyway.
It took me, until this year to finally watch that Star Wars movie.
Mostly which one?
The newest one.
Skywalker?
It's a rough watch, but it's good.
I've not seen it yet, but
it's okay.
It's terrible if you're, like, a big Star Wars
fan. I hated Rogue One more.
I didn't like Rogue One because there's a bunch of like, look, Star Wars.
Instead here's of it being the like, thing. Cool. It was, I felt useless. Now everyone was, who's, I guess, big Star Wars fans was like, oh, it's one of the best movies out there of the brand new generation. No. It was garbage. Are you kidding me? It was a waste of my time. Solo was a better movie than that.
You know, I didn't like Solo.
You know what makes me angry, right? In Rogue One. Okay. So you know how they flee, like, after, the, you know, they flee in the whatever New Order or whatever the heck they called the Empire, right?
Yeah.
Could they not have just shot that massive laser that blew up not one, but like five planets? Could they not have just shot that at the ship?
Doesn't matter.
Is there something wrong with it?
Does anyone actually watch Rogue One for the story, or do they just watch the last scene where they have Vader?
Last scene.
Like, I don't... That was cool, I get. I didn't like Rogue One because it was like watching a marketing team get $4 billion. It was just like, hey, AT-AT Walker!
Nah, you know what's so stupid?
The entire... I was like, okay. All
right. So tell me, listen here. So this dude used to be like some... Wait, what wasn't he like a stormtrooper?
Talking about Finn?
Yeah, talking about Finn. How the heck does he know how to use a lightsaber against the guy who is like an actual Jedi?
He doesn't, but he is kind of good at it, which is weird. How? I mean, it's basically just a sword.
Well, yeah, but this other guy has had sword training and also can throw people into trees.
I kind of like that. Okay, we're doing a Star Wars rant. I think Kylo Ren and Adam Driver as an actor carried the new Star Wars movies on his back entirely by himself. Maybe. Adam Driver, Paul Dano, and like Robin Williams were my three favorite actors.
Robin Williams. But,
two of them are new actors.
That's obviously why I yell good morning for our show from Good Morning Vietnam.
There you go. Claire. But my thing with Adam Driver in Star Wars is that he's a man baby, and it's the funniest way to show off Vader's legacy ever, to make a man baby who turns into a monster instead be a loser who turns into a man baby who then turns into a good guy then dies.
All right, so
it's funny.
I have to say this before anything else. My favorite scene from that movie is anytime he gets mad and the stormtroopers walk by, and one holds out the hand and they just walk backwards.
That's like the best. And they're like staring at each other, like really scared because he's just slashing the walls.
Yeah. For all you know, that could be really important stuff in there. And he's just destroying it.
I love how they did Adam Driver in those
movies. My other favorite thing is how the people at the bottom, you know, like in the original Star Wars, like the Death Star, you know, the people that work in those little holes in the ground.
Yeah.
I like how they're completely not busy when like Luke and the gang walk in, but as soon as Vader walks in, they're super busy.
They're typing away.
Yeah, they're doing everything.
I love little details like that. That's why I like the prequels. I'm sorry. The prequels are filled with like little details which are so funny to me.
Yeah.
I love there's one where...
Well, that's because they cared about the films.
No, they didn't. They cared about... They were probably just really bored animators who were doing CG. There's a scene where Grievous shows off all his lightsabers, and then there's two battle droids... Not battle droids. What are they called? Maybe they're battle droids.
Clankers?
Is that what they're called?
Clankers?
Clankers.
The regular...
The Roger guys.
Yeah, Clankers.
Clankers. There's two of those guys... And one of them nudges the other one to go look at Grievous before he shows off his arms. And that's so cool. Stuff like that. I love when R2 fights two battle droids and it's like really well done CG.
Oh yeah.
Where it's like he sets them on fire and like they fall over.
Wait,
it's like,
you know,
it's like, what?
You know what that reminds me of? In the original like Clone Wars like animated TV show, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're, one of the droids is like, whenever they see any of the Jedis, they're like, aw, man.
It's like, this sucks.
They were like, there's one scene that I specifically remember, and it was when Anakin was infiltrating a ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like the droids are like, no, don't shoot at them, they're Jedi. And then he's immediately like, both of his friends die, and he's like, aw, man.
The droids are like the best part of Star Wars.
And then he gets cut down. Like, no mercy at all.
Max, do you have a favorite Star Wars moment?
Not off the top of my head, no. So did you have you guys like seen the like Mandalorian and all the other TV shows?
I haven't watched.
I watched the first
two episodes of Mandalorian and I fell asleep.
I can understand.
I saw Baby Yoda and I was like, no, thank you. I don't care.
Grogu, not Baby Yoda. As an expert in Star Wars, he's only, I think, watched all the movies once. I could be wrong. I may have missed one or two of the prequels. Yeah.
Dude, how have you only seen them once, bro? I binge watched the entire Clone Wars and you've only seen one movie?
He's the professional. Max is the professional.
Yeah, I've seen everything like basically once.
He's a photographic memory.
Simple as that, yeah. Okay.
Wait.
Grogu.
If you've seen like the Mandalorian, right?
As an expert in this field,
you know what they use against the Jedi's?
Yes.
What is it?
I don't remember. I watched it once.
They use buckshot against them.
Yeah.
They said if you can deflect lasers, we'll just shoot many of them at you.
That's smart. I like.
So they just use something they can't bounce back at them.
Yeah, I like the Sith Trooper. Or not Sith Troopers. Those are the red ones. I like the like all black droid ones because they're like actually dangerous. Yes. Yeah.
Are you talking about the ones that hold out their hands and have like the guns on them?
The new ones from the Mandalorian.
Those ones were
the battle droids are cool. But
those ones were difficult, man.
Yeah, I feel like there's so much unused potential there.
Luke just like slices through them all, and it's like. He's so cool. It's like
exactly.
Yeah, they made. I don't know. Making Luke that overpowered is like the best part about the Mandalorian. That's one of the stuff I've seen is like when my friends like nerd out about it. They're like, "Oh, you got to see this scene." I'm like, "Okay," and it's just like Luke slicing through like 40 guards immediately, and it's like, "Yeah, he deserves to be a Jedi Master at that point."
They figured out how to keep making Star Wars. You just pretend that you have all the original actors still there.
Yeah. Even though Mark Hamill's like 80 years old.
And, yeah.
Probably has nothing to do with Star Wars anymore. He must be the Joker still.
All right, so
I want okay.
All right, go ahead.
Rant.
What is
sorry?
It? What is
another
it?
Nerd rant. I want Mark Hamill to be in a live action Batman movie.
Not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen.
He isn't gonna do it.
I know he's like chubby and has no Joker appearance at all, but he is the best Joker I've ever witnessed on any form of Joker media.
Even
and
better than Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Way better than Heath Ledger. I'm going to say that.
You are going to have all of
people
the...
People are going to freak out on Twitter. No, I don't care. Heath Ledger is an amazing actor and is an amazing Joker.
Anyway, going back...
Something really stupid. Never mind. And
Max, he's going to get us canceled.
No.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Not like anything revolving
Here's
around
the
his
thing.
Life.
My mentality is always this. It gets us into the limelight. It gets us on the news.
Right, I liked him more in Brokeback Mountain than I did in The Dark Knight Rises.
Is good press.
Anyways, going back to a franchise that matters more. All right. Star Wars, right?
Oh, now right. You're going to... So let me... You guys are just going to make all the nerds mad being like, oh, yeah, Star Wars more important than DC, and then all superhero people like, yeah, we're better.
Well, there's more nerds than idiots out there, so.
Good point. No.
All right.
It's going to be great
so,
when we try to
think about
the comic
this way,
shop
right?
sponsor us.
Yeah, no, I love comics, so.
Comics are, there's Star Wars comics.
That's true. Black Horse. I think Black Horse does
I think
this.
It's something called, like, yeah.
I think Black Horse. Those ones I have. I
As the expert
ones.
In this field, I can tell you I have no idea.
Thank you, Max. Regional expert.
Yeah.
There we go.
One of my first comics was a Star Wars comic. It came with like a toy.
Epic.
It was pretty cool. It came with a toy and like a medal.
Old Star Wars toys. I have to say this. I am pretty, I have a favorite faction that is like the third one that doesn't even matter. So you have the Rebels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have the Empire. Mm-hmm. And my favorite one is the Republic, the place that doesn't matter at all.
Literally gets turned. I mean, I guess that is the Rebels, but it's like not really.
They were the OG Empire.
Rebel. Yeah, and they were a good Empire.
They were a good Empire.
Padme sympathizer. Ew. No, my chair.
Oh,
I,
yeah, you remember when they got destroyed in that one movie? Yeah, I do. I remember it clearly.
Like
they had, like, this whole defense force, and they just shoot a laser at it.
I like the Jabba crime family. That's my favorite faction.
The crime family?
It's just I want a...
You like the bounty hunters?
I want the Mandalorian just to turn into the Sopranos with Jabba. You know how good that would
Is
be?
Is it just going
to
end off on a black screen? Just mid-sentence. He's going to...
Jabba's mom is gonna die.
Jabba's
mom. Sorry. Can we make that? Have you guys seen Sopranos?
I have.
I haven't.
Okay.
I know I'm a disgrace.
One of the.
I
think
apologize.
The mom's
it's
actor.
No one.
The mom's actor died in real life, and they wanted to keep her in for another episode. So they had an actor like pointing and shouting, and then they like green screened on her head onto it from other episodes. Oh, they motion captured it. Something like weird. Oh, yeah, maybe it was CG. And it is one of the worst scenes in television editing ever. She's like, "You kid," and it's like doesn't sync up with the mouth, and she's like pointing and doing all this weird stuff, and it's like they could have just like had to be like a back shot or something.
Yeah, that's what everyone always does.
That's what that's what you're supposed to do. Because the technology was not good in like that time.
Or just do what the Fast and Furious does and just reference them, but and like have them drive up, but never actually show them.
Yeah, that's the best. But like that's one of my favorite scenes in television ever because it's really poorly done.
Or you could do what some franchises do and ruin the main character to try and be that person.
That's always good. Let's talk about Breaking Bad. No, it's not.
This episode is so cursed.
It's a nerd hour. We're talking about Claude.
Talking about the live slug reaction.
Live slug reaction. I love Claude. There's nothing better than Claude. Everyone who's just tuned in, please look up Claude Star Wars. That is K-L-A-U-D Star Wars. Claude Star Wars.
That's it.
Our listeners are going to be so bored. They're going to be like, why are they still on that stupid slug? I tuned out and tuned back in, and they're still on that slug.
Listen here. The slug is the best. The simple slug stays. That.
He doesn't even have a line.
He is the line.
Yeah, he's what There's I strive
no
to be.
There's no punchline.
Maybe he does talk. His face is definitely the punchline. I wonder if he has dialogue.
I doubt it. I mean, he's a background character, Ryan. He won't have dialogue.
But he could be like, the rebel base has been destroyed.
No.
You know, no, I doubt it. He's literally just an extra.
He's a slug.
He's not an extra because he's an alien. He's not real.
He's a background
Someone
character.
Someone was an extra and had to wear all of that like makeup and prosthetics
you
and stuff.
You think that's a person?
I think it's just a big puppet.
Or I thought it was an actual person, but it might just be edited.
Yeah. I don't know. It might be CG, a puppet, or really good prosthetics because Star Wars is good for all of those. Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. You never really know.
That's why I like the Star Wars movies because they're just marvels and technology.
Anyone here ever watch the Clone Wars TV series?
A little bit of it.
You remember their like massive like carrier destroyer things that they had?
Yeah.
Like the OG Star Destroyer.
Yeah,
right?
Like the circle ones.
Those things turned out to be like real models, which is crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's why I love the early. The original trilogy is perfect and everyone, episode 6 is boring. Whatever. Sorry, I just saw a bunch of photos of Claude appear on my screen. I think that the reason that the original trilogy is so good is because it's a marvel in like technology and
it's
set
like
design.
Marvel, but good.
Oh, as in it was.
Yeah, it's like marvelous.
Marvelous, not the company. Sorry, that was a bad choice of words.
I mean, it's both.
We marvel at them. That's marvel. What he was trying
Max,
to say.
Max, mute him. Mute him.
No, that was good.
Mute him.
You called me Max.
No, I pointed at Max and I said, mute him.
No.
We aren't going to do that on this show. We allow everyone to speak freely with their opinions on nerd
everything.
Topics. Like, how dare you? Do you even know who I am, Cooper?
Yeah, I do. You're the guy that won't get out of my attic.
My thing with him is I think he's like Admiral Ackbar, where maybe he said one line and it was super popular in the movie, or they wanted to be super popular in the movie.
Oh, wait. I remember in a moment that was pretty good. I forget which episode it was in. When did they go light speed through the Imperial fleet, that one girl?
That was episode 7?
Was it?
8.
Where she just,
as
like,
the expert in this field, I believe that the episode was episode 4, but
no,
I could be
not
it
even,
was
not
even
close.
No, it's not. Not
even close. Don't even do that.
I know it's not.
Okay.
That was just a guess. The expert in this field.
Huh?
Look how big he is.
He's just showing us a picture of Claw.
But look how big he is compared to the other dude.
He's a wise man.
I love him. I want a Claude figurine.
No,
I don't collect figurines.
Watch him walk in the next day with like a Claude shaped like pillow.
You just gotta get a T-shirt.
He's getting a
Claude. I want like a plushie and just have him here.
You need to get like a T-shirt that says "Live Claude Reaction."
He's not a slug. He's a Claude.
I did not realize how popular it was, but immediately when you search Claude, one of the first things is fan club.
I'm a part of that. If there are a billion Claude fans, I am one of them. If there are 1,000 Claude fans, I am one of
Claude
them.
Claude of the fans.
If there are 100 Claude fans, I am one of them.
Are you just going to do a cosplay of Claude now?
I am one of them. And if there are no Claude fans, I am dead. Okay? There is no way.
So, are we going to have to, like, name this episode Claude?
No, we're just going to not name it Claude and just spend Claude the entire time talking about it. I'm trying to... I don't think there's a... They can do that. Never mind.
I need to put a note in the description that just says, sorry.
This episode sucks.
You can't... Warning, when we play you the cannot PSA. Watch this episode without having an IQ of 140 or above. Yeah.
Your brain will melt. This is your brain on Claude.
This is 1 week without Claude. This is 2 weeks without Claude.
Just more Claude noises.
Just gonna
what
continue
does Claude
doing that?
Make?
I feel like he'd make like a good like.
Yeah, I would. I feel like that's better. Accurate.
He makes that noise.
I can't do that. I'm too dehydrated.
I'm
right
not
now.
Going to do that on the air for the sake of our listening audience.
Our listening
and everyone
audience
at
has
home.
Given up
do we have
point.
Wet mop sound effect in here?
No.
I guarantee you we don't.
Wet. Max, is your mother listening to this?
Probably. Hey, and
Max.
I'm going to have
go ahead and check your text real fast.
Hey, Max's mom. We have no mop sound effects.